You're listening to Phoning It In on KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM, KDVS.org. I'm Nadav, and tonight we've got Francisco Rojo from Madrid, Spain. So that's pretty cool. How you doing?
Hello, hello. Hi there. I'm pretty fine here. It's very hot. Well, I notice it's so hot in California right now.
Yeah, it is. Summer's starting.
Well, it's been going on for a couple of weeks here already. You know, this is almost Africa.
Wow. Yeah, so...
So, but it's kind of hot, but very nice, chilling, and it's already my afternoon time now.
Yep.
So it's like 5 o'clock here now.
We've got a 9-hour time difference.
Yeah, that's it. So, and, well...
What, I have a question for you, actually. You got in touch with me. How did you hear about the show?
I met Nathan Mumau in Barcelona. I was playing last month or something. And he was on the show, I don't know when, so I just started cruising the internet, you know, looking for maybe recordings that he had made or stuff, and I came across the program and just found out that it was a very fine idea to do a show through the phone. So I just found an email and, you know, sent it to you and offered my services.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did. Excited to have you.
Oh, I'm so happy to.
Why not try a song?
Yeah, let's try one of the first songs. So I think we should also say that this is one of the projects I'm in, which is only me, and it's called The Singer, Not The Song.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
And this song is called How It Is They Act Like They've Never Heard It. And so here it goes.
Find no mistake.
So that was how it is?
Coming through all right.
Coming through all right?
Yep.
All right, fine. I'm happy. Because I'm using also this very weird, kind of like, I should say fashion phone, because it's one of these transparent crystal phones where you can see the insides of it and everything. So, and I wasn't really sure about the quality of it, for, you know, some musical registering or whatever.
Yeah, well, good to know that it also works. I was more worried about the long-distance connection, because sometimes those are pretty bad.
There's delays.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the songs. I could maybe go on for another one if you don't have a question.
Yeah, please. Or, I'll ask a few questions after the next one.
All right. Perfect. So I'm going to go for this song. I'm going to pick up my 12-string guitar for this one. And it's a song called Of a Sinking Ship, which goes, I guess, hope you like it.
Wind sails me off to land, and birds are flying past this golden lullaby that sang to us. Wind sails me
So.
Hey there. So, are
that
you?
That was coming out through, coming through, right?
Yes.
So the 12 string was a bit more loudy.
Yeah, it turned out fine. So, are you from Berlin or are you from Madrid?
I am Spanish originally, but it. So this Berlin thing is because it all started when I was living there for a couple of years, some 2 years ago or something. And that's why I keep mentioning Berlin, just like this.
That's where you started playing. That's where you started playing music.
Yeah, start point of all this singing, not the song thing.
Yeah.
And but I'm Spanish, so I'm originally Spanish. Though. I was living in the U.S. for a couple of years too.
Where?
Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. I love that city.
Yeah. I was really young. I was like 14, 15 then.
Oh.
But so I was going to high school and everything there. And ever since, I've been living back in Spain and then Germany for a while.
Yeah. How long have you been playing?
Excuse me?
How long have you been playing music?
I picked up, I think I started playing guitar around the time when I was living in the U.S., in fact. So when I was 14, 15 years old. So that's like 12 years ago, 13. But I was just, you know, playing guitar. I never thought of, going on my own songs and, standing out in front of a crowd by myself with a guitar. So I was always a guitar player in bands. But so when, as I told you, when I was living in Berlin, it was the time when I found myself with no band and, no companion, not many friends at the beginning when I arrived. So I just picked my guitar, started making my own songs, which you always did, never sang. So it's kind of weird. But this has been going on, this project has been going on for like 1 year now, more active, I think.
Yeah, you're playing some shows? Playing shows?
Yeah, I've been playing shows, especially since January. I've been playing a lot around Spain, and I've been in Berlin also again last week for the Music Day. I don't know if you celebrated in the U.S., you know, the 21st of June, this International Music Day celebration or whatever.
No, I don't think I knew about that.
It doesn't happen? Well, you should maybe promote it around Davis.
What is it?
It's supposed to be a celebration of music, for music, that started out in 1980-something in France, and it keeps the name Fête de la Musique in French. And it's just music on the streets, venues with people all over the place, and spontaneously joining in. I was playing my show, and then some guy jumped in on the stage and started playing flute together with me, which I never saw in my life, this guy. So it's everything is very spontaneous and very, very, very easygoing and very just big celebration. All concerts are free and it's on the streets mainly. And so it's a very fine day to start the summer with.
Wow, I can't believe I've never heard of that. It sounds wonderful.
It's very nice, yeah. So I went to Berlin to play because I keep some friends there. So they invited me over. They were in the organization. And so I've been playing mainly in Spain, but my approach is to go, as you see, international.
Yeah.
So I would like to go around, play more, maybe England, which is closer than America now.
Yep.
For me, and eventually just jump, you know, the big lake and go to the U.S.
Yeah, well, I hope so. And you've only got a couple things recorded, a small EP, I think a digital single. Any plans to do more recording?
Yeah, there's only 4 songs. I'm going to stop doing shows maybe for a month or two now and try to set something up to record maybe a 10, 12 track album, so a proper album, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I'll send it over to you. I'll find a way to, you know, let you have it.
Yeah, that'd be great. Ready. Well,
should we go for one more of
yeah.
the songs?
Or? Yep.
Yeah? Okay, I'm going to play this little tune. It's called If. I hope I don't miss the lyrics. Here it goes. Mm-hmm.
sun can turn round the sky. If the lightning came, the fate is bright. If the cloudy moon whispers soft, the whisper in the night. If the falling branch begs and cries, if the mockingbird likes the clown, if the flowers spring and become shadows. If you travel home, all you find is to stay outside this time. If a place was here, you were mine. We can't stay mine.
One of the songs I would like to put into the new stuff.
Yeah. With the recording. Go ahead.
No, which I would just want to say that I think it's going to go more in this maybe direction of intimate, so to say, parts and music and some instrumentals. I really could even think about doing some two thing, you know, to record two different things, some instrumental stuff that I'm working on in this. So, but this is kind of the new thing that I'm doing. That was what I was wanted to say. One of the new songs.
Yeah, that was going to be my question actually, whether the recordings were going to be pared down like that, or whether you were going to augment them with a lot of other instruments.
Yeah, that's my idea. To make my French turn and orchestrated a little bit more. The first recording I did, which you heard, this little EP, is more raw and just straight recording with a harmonica and guitar, and maybe a second guitar doing some little riffs, but very simple and raw and to the bone thing, you know?
Yeah.
But now I would like to cover it up with more details and more instruments and a bit more orchestral, maybe.
Yep. Cool. And another question I have is, do you sing in Spanish at all?
I don't. No. Which is weird. But, well, actually, I'm playing in another band. I'm playing keyboards in another band, and the lyrics are in Spanish, but I'm not singing. So I back up the lyrics sometimes, and it makes me think about going on to write in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a question that you get asked a lot when you sing in English in Spain, you know?
Yep.
They always ask, why don't you sing in Spanish? And I guess it's it has to do with the geometry of the language, so it suits some compositions better to sing in English, and some others are, Spanish is more you use more words to say the same. So it's more like narrated, more talking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it takes up, it needs a different rhythm, a different flow.
Yeah. Okay.
And I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah.
I never thought of it as a difficulty. I mean, I don't sing in English because it's easier or because people don't understand me here in Spain mainly. but because people do this, you know, over in Spain. They write very stupid lyrics in English that don't mean anything and just go on and sing them because it's easy for them and it's
right,
senseless.
They can get away with it.
But yeah, but that's not the reason. And I have this very strong English background, so to say. I've always been a lot into literature also and read in English, so it kind of comes out naturally.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had a complex answer for the question, that it wasn't just, oh, it's because, you know, because I don't know how to speak English well.
I tend to mess myself up in the answers.
No, that was great. Do you want to try another song?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, we've got time for two more if you play them back to back.
So, okay. I'll do the two in a row and then we say goodbye then, right?
Yep.
Okay. So this is going to be a song that's on the EP, so probably you recognize it. I hope the people that listen to the show will soon recognize it also. It's called The Song I Sing When I Am Here.
This is the song that I sing when I am here and you're away. Oh, my dear, it's after all these years I found a way to make me stay here where you are near. And you blame it all the man. And you pour it in a cup, and you change it into a blue stone in the sky. My voice speaks no more from the fear of what she hears. Like you, my dear, you do have fear, and there's a tear. And you pour it in the cup, and you change it into a blue stone in the sky. And all we wanted was a revel in the sun. In the morning of a long forgotten time, and all we wanted was a revel in the sun. In the morning of a long forgotten town. This
song doesn't have a name yet. Minister, teacher, this guy just girls me.
patron landed will come by and put Indian on the railway, calling in her last. Reveal the only secret if you won't shut your hand. But you were taught a different feeling always, Mr. Rhyme. So listen to this strange song that rushes on its track. The butterfly inside the pod is trembling, but it's fine. And don't get the train and make the train and die. It's not as mine and cynical as a portrait of a line. The bones will break after the fall and all the leaves are down.
Okay.
That was good timing. Thank you so much.
Timing.
Yeah, we're just about out of time. So
perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, so the singer, not the song, on Phoning It In.
Yes, that's it.
And anything you want to say to California before we head out?
Excuse me, I didn't get that.
Anything you want to say to California?
To California. Good morning. Or good evening when this is going to be aired, so
yeah,
and keep me in your heart, California. So
well,
that's it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Francisco. Hang on.
Yeah,
hang on for just a second.
All right.
You've been listening to The Singer, Not the Song, from Madrid, Spain, on Phoning It In on KDBS Davis 90.3 FM, KDBS.org, and also at phoningitin.net and myspace.com/phoningitin. Please, please check out Francisco at myspace.com/thesingernotthesong. There's an EP you can download, and very much look forward to whatever else you get to record, and hope to see you over here sometime.
Looking forward. I hope you like it, man.
All right. Good night.
So, thanks, and good day.